No one is smarter than everyone. Let's continue to get better together.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for yet another episode of Tim Talks, the first one of the year. And we are so excited with the guest that I have that has truly inspired me in the short period of time that I've had the privilege and honor of being with her. Some of you may have seen her at some conferences in and around the auto space. I know that she consults with some of the best dealers in the country, as well as real estate and many, many other verticals. So when I heard her speak, I think it was almost a year or so ago at a Glenn Lundy event, and then I saw her again and heard her again just a few short months ago, I said, man, I have to get closer to her. So with that, I want to introduce you to you, Tim Talks family, to Danelle Delgado. And again, one of my brand new favorite people. Welcome to Tim Talks, Danelle.
Thank you, Tim. I'm so excited to be here. You know, you always hear about the legends of auto. And when I heard you were in the room, I was like, where is he? I'm coming for you. So it's exciting.
I'll pay you extra on the side for that.
No, it's, you know, people who really work to master their craft and make a difference in the world are humans I'll always want to spend time with. So this is awesome. I'm so glad. I had a podcast literally in like 2 years. I've just been working my face off. So
wow,
I'm pretty excited to be back.
For those who have not had the pleasure of hearing you at a conference, in fact, a lot of you guys in the space with the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers that Glenn Lundy has, Danelle has been an inspiration to him to really take the next step. And if you, you've probably heard him tell that story. So Danelle, just give us a little background of who you are, a little bit of your story, because let's start with that foundation before we build around it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think my favorite thing in the world is that I became a human of profit and help other people do it. I was a human of lack and very lost growing up. I think I always had this element of joy and fire in me, but I just was surrounded by an environment that didn't thrive in. So it was shut down. So I did the normal thing. I followed all the rules, went to school, got a job, worked my way up, built a family, and lost everything in a matter of moments, and found myself with just me and my three kids. I had twins that were 2 and a 3-year-old at the time. And after following all the rules and ending up, you know, really lost, I was like, I feel like the rules are up for negotiation. So without any mentorship or anyone to turn to or anything I could afford, I went to books, something I hadn't done all of my career or college. I don't think I'd ever finished one. Be glad I didn't end up as your doctor or something. That would have sucked. But I went to books. I went to information of old and the wisest people in the world, you know, Think and Grow Rich and the Success Principles and leadership books. And I just started reading about more, and it began this training of my brain to do something different and make my own rules. That led me to sales. It was the only way I was going to earn for my three kids. We started in an apartment that someone had rented for me. I had 30 days to pay rent, and I bought a tent because that's all the money I had. And I thought if my kids could play in there, they wouldn't know we had nothing. And so I worked diligently, like you do when you have nothing. You either quit or you win. Those are the two choices. And I chose to win, and I read and read, and I leaned into sales hard, and I learned from the best. I spent every dime training till I built my own sales company, till I built everything online and was training everyone in sales and business strategy, until I built company after company and became one of the leading experts in helping high performers win, helping them restructure their brain to know how, and then how to restructure their business to do it. So that's kind of the short version, all the while overcoming cancer multiple times over, you know, just all of these things where most people throw in the towel. And I'm like, these were just opportunities to see what you got. You know, you really want to win, you want to fight, or you want to quit. And I don't know, just keep winning.
That is amazing. And, you know, look, full transparency here. Look, like I want to do more. I mean, people, that's why I reached out to you, quite frankly. I don't care who knows. Obviously, we're doing a podcast. I want everybody to know because, you know, kind of some of the same reason we started Tim Talks. I want to give back. I want to help because what we find and what you have just said, you know, people wake up sometimes being a victim. You know, look at me. I mean, you just said it. You were nearly homeless. You already bought a tent for your kids and you had cancer multiple times and you continue to overcome. So achieving that mindset and you know, what is your, and in fact, one of the things that I want you to spend a little bit of time on, because the reason we connected is I want to, there's nothing that brings me joy. If you guys have ever had the pain of listening to me speak in an event, I always touch on here. I touch on the soul. I touch on the inner being because no matter what software you're using or what process you're doing, it's the individuals using the software, the tool, the process. And if you can, we can be better human beings, everything takes care of itself. It's, I know you've worked with Liza Borges and that's a, you know, love cars more than, or love people more than cars and a soda and all these things, you know, really unpacking. And that's why I went to you. How do I make a difference? How do I pour into people as I started several years ago, not necessarily just charts and graphs of software, but really trying to help people be better humans and understanding that we live in a world of this, especially in the automotive, of social media and look at me and it's great. There's nothing wrong with that stuff, but deep down people are hurting and really understanding the transparency and giving them the inspiration to do more to help others, to leave a legacy behind. So let's unpack that. We've talked about it. What do you mean? Obviously, you told me, in fact, just a few minutes ago and then yesterday or 2 days ago when we were on the phone, the through line, finding your through line. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think, and this is something I had to uncover for myself, right? When we're in the pit, we have a thought, right? And the thought is either something from our childhood, something somebody said, something that's stuck that tells us we can't, or it's a thought of how we're going to get out of this. Those are the only thoughts that are there. Nothing is neutral in life. You're either forward or backward, right? And so it's these thoughts that stick and it's whatever is trained, right? And so most people, when they're out there in life, they've accomplished something. They have this moment where they're like, is this it? Surely there's more. What's next? Right? These are normal questions that pop up. And I go, well, that's where we find your through line. That's where we find where you started and where you are now and where it's going. There is a message inside of everyone. I truly believe it. And it's very much like how companies build and expand. They have a mission, vision, values that they stick to. They want everyone to adapt and adopt. And this is what we're going to live for. And this is how we make our decisions. Well, humans need those too. And they have them. They just don't often put words to them. And I want you to think, if you woke up and you're like, I'm going to do it today. Well, you said that yesterday and you didn't do it then either. But if you wake up to a movement where you're like, I'm going to leave people better than I found them, you have something that you're committed to do in the day. And it takes everywhere you go differently. I want people waking up with a mission, with their through line, with inside of them, right? No matter what I was told when I was little, the environment that was actually just building me to be strong. I didn't know it at the time. But inside of me, I always said, I just want to matter. I want to matter. That's it. That's all I need to do. And so I wasn't thinking about where I had lost or all the things I'd screwed up. I got divorced. I did all these things that I wasn't supposed to, right? I was just thinking, how could I matter to you today? How could I matter to you today? How could I matter bigger today? And that through line is what really held me through. And so then even to my life today, it's like, how could I matter here? Now, my through line just got more specific and better. How could I take all of these experience and show people that a $100 million company should be a $1 billion company? And you know, I never knew it was going to take me there. I just didn't want to be homeless. I didn't want to not matter. I didn't want to die and no one know my name, right? I feel like that's why we have a name. I even looked it up in the middle of cancer, actually. I was throwing up in a toilet and sorry, that was so gross, but I was
fine.
And I
was done it.
Right. And I was laying there just being like, do I matter? Like, if I die, The only people it matters to is my kids. This is ridiculous. This is not how I want to spend my life. So I looked up what Denial meant, and it means only God is my judge. And I was like, oh my word, I've let everybody judge me and make me make decisions based on their thoughts. And God the whole time is going, it's you and me, let's go. Let's make a difference. Let's matter. And that day it really became my through line of, I got one judge, and what I do with my life could go really big places, right? And so I think it's just what people put in, right? This through line is something to live for. It's a movement. It's what other people catch on to. It's, you know, who loses if you don't win became my through line. It's like, I wasn't going to let my kids down. I can't let all of these business owners and everyone in the auto world and all these people who work so hard with their lives, we can't let their families lose. And if they don't become a better human, they're going to lose everything. And so I ask people to think about what mission, what movement are you creating when you wake up? And if you don't know it yet, you move slowly. But when you know it, nothing, no bad day, no bad moment stops it or redirects it. And I think it's, you know, it all comes from what we put in our minds. I just tell people, I go, read more books, listen to less people, read more books. Listen to less people, read more books, right? Like, read from the people who mastered their craft enough to write it down. You know, I just think there's a lot of opinions out there. And I look at you, I go, look at what you've mastered. Look at how many people you're committed to. Thousands of dealerships are doing better because of something you created, and you're creating things all the time to help people. You listen to those, right? And too many times people listen to the wrong things, so they lose their through line. They don't know why they're there, or they even question it. And I'm like, everyone has one. Everyone has one. It's finding it and making it so loud, you'll never stop. And then life shocks you all day long.
Like, you know, I told you before this, like when, you know, I have a passion for communicating, whether it's on stage or a podcast or whatever. And you share the same. I'm like a bull in a rodeo gate, and I'm sitting here, I can't write notes fast enough. So encouraging. Let's unpack we don't have to go into a complete dissertation, but what are a couple things? How does someone find out, I guess, is there a difference between their why, like Simon says, you know, or their through line? Are they the same, or is it the same definition, or what are a few little hints to find out what your through line could be?
Yeah, what a great question. I bring it down actually to four habits that you have to do every single day to hear yourself think again. I think your why is something that's been created through all of the good and bad experiences in your life. And it's a reason you create to make things make sense. And sometimes that can lie to you. I really think that, right? And so a through line is like, when you do all these habits, that you find who you truly are, right? It doesn't take more than you are, but it does take all that you are. And I tell people all the time, I go, be more afraid of being nothing than of being something, right? Listen to everybody else. You're going to become something different. And I think in today's society and with social media so loud, their why becomes something that is socially acceptable. My through line is not socially acceptable. And that's what makes it stand out, right? Most people who stand out have something to stand for, and they'll fight for it, right? And so the through line is found through four things I teach every single day. It's in the book, I Choose Joy. And I always tell people, life got real rough and I had two choices. I could either say FRO, which is a naughty language, sorry, but it's like F right off to everybody who was horrendous, or it was, I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to choose joy. I want to enjoy my life. And I think people, you know, they have little arguments with their spouse and they get upset. I'm like, why waste a minute upset at who you love? That's dumb. Just choose joy. Celebrate them. Love them. Be grateful they did step. Be grateful you have somebody's socks to pick up, for crying out loud. Right? Like, people just look at life in the other direction. And so my direction was I Choose Joy. And it was these four habits that saved me from, I believe, training my brain through cancer, through overcoming having nothing, through building everything, through being stabbed in the back in business, or even in the face. And it was every single day writing down 10 things I'm grateful for. I know it sounds fluffy, but I swear it's gangster. It's like the best thing you can do when things are tough. It scientifically retrains the brain to see opportunity instead of problems. You'll never use the word struggle again if you start doing gratitude. I'm like, you're not struggling. You're listening to this podcast on a phone you can afford. You're not struggling, right? So people are just confused. So gratitude, the things that are hardest, the person you hate the most, write 10 things you're grateful for them every single day until you no longer have hate. Hate stops you from doing amazing things. Hate creates fear, frustration, and there should be none of that in our life because you're alive and that's opportunity, especially where you are, right? So gratitude. Then growth. Read something 30 minutes to 1 hour a day to drown out all the lies that are stuck in there, right? Put good, correct, accurate information. More truth is louder than lies. So just feed it, right? I put sticky notes all over my house in the beginning because I was lost. I thought I was nothing. I thought I was worthless. What a joke. I almost listened. And now I've saved millions of lives. So what the heck? From a sticky note? Yeah. Put the right stuff in, the wrong stuff. There's no room for it anymore. Right? You also won't be able to hang out with people who would fill that to your brain too. It's just unnecessary to waste life. The next thing is your goals. I teach it in the book. If you're writing down what you want every single day and what you have to do to go get it, there's no time to do anything else. It eliminates distractions. It helps you stop what's killing you. Like if you're going for something, you are not going backwards. So I think people need to learn how to write specific goals, not I want to lose weight. That'll never happen. I want to do this by doing this. I want to lose this much by eating protein and lifting heavy things and sweating daily. That's an accurate plan, right? That's a goal. So I just teach them how to write specific things. I want to make more money. So does everyone. So I want to make this much by doing this by this date. That's a goal, right? So it's the specificity of a goal. And the last thing is grace, forgiveness that's undeserved. Mm-hmm. Let things go every day. It used to be like a 24-hour rule. As women, actually, I think men have it too, but I used to pout like I was mad and I'd be like all night, right? I'd be like, oh, I can't believe that happened or they did this. What a waste of life. So then that moved from a 24-hour rule where I realized I would wake up in the morning and be like, I wasted a whole day. Then it became like a 24-minute rule and a 24-second. And then I was like, nope, I need 7 seconds. I stomped my foot. I'm done. I wrote down their name. I wrote down the situation. I wrote down myself because I let myself down today. And if you offer a little bit of grace every single day, you don't have any weight tomorrow and you get to run. And so those four things are the habits that help me hear my own winning heartbeat again, right? I am grateful. I'm here for opportunity. I'm learning the right things. I am capable. I am able. People with no teeth are winning bigger than me. Like, let's go. Are you kidding me? That was rude, but it's true. That's how we look at it. Right?
Yeah.
I'm writing my goals. I'm just working on getting them. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I hope they win too. And somebody stabbed me in the face. I love you. I don't care how you feel about me. I'm moving on. And those four things helped me find my through line on a daily basis where nobody's else's voice was louder than mine. And I think, you know, we're innately in tune with who we're supposed to be. And it created my own movement. And once you start working the movement, you can't unlearn that. Nobody can take it from you. And, you know, it's just like they told me I was crazy to be a female in a male's world. You know, I was speaking on all the stages as the token female. My kids even knew it when they were little, right? Mom's the only girl up there always, right? And then it was, you're going into the auto world. I had grown men mentors who were like, get out. What are you doing? I'm like, this is hands down one of the most incredible group of humans I have ever worked with who are hungering for growth, who are absolutely here to develop themselves, win bigger and work harder. I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere else. This is my favorite place. But I wouldn't have heard that without knowing how to find my through line and listening to it. So I think people just need habits to hear their voice alone.
Well, I feel like I'm at church because that was amazing. There's no altar for me to go down right now, but I think it's very clear, guys, why I wanted to do this podcast, because at the end of the day, you know, I've said for several years now, which Danelle has done such an incredible job, when you chase significance in people around you, when we are transparent and let other people, not the Facebook or the Instagram or the what people think we live, but when we're transparent on what's in our heart and when we chase significance in other people's lives, success just comes. You told me to read it. I just downloaded it on books because I went and lit it. Danelle and I were talking. Was it yesterday or day before?
Day before, I think.
Yeah, day before yesterday. And I'm like, she's like, you need to get this book. And I'm like, oh, there's a Books A Million. So I went into Books A Million. They didn't have, full transparency, didn't have the book. So I went online to get it. But I think, you know, I'm talking to dealer principals today. I'm talking to CEOs today. I'm talking to BDC managers today and agents today. And the beautiful thing, I've said it before, the coolest thing that we did in our Lexus dealership was create the Innovation Council, to where it was reception and custodial and detail and technique, all people coming together, trying to get better together. And the great thing about this message that you are sharing today is it works for everyone. It works for a single mom. We're talking to single moms out there. I have some single moms that are very close in my life that I was helping get a car yesterday, and the struggles of that. And we're talking to those single moms, and you were literally 30 days. You beat cancer, and this mindset, this finding your through line, has just done amazing things. But talk about the book that you told me to read that I'm pretty excited about as I unpack it, as I just got through the foreword. But let's unpack there where you're telling people to read books and let's talk about that book for a second.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope everyone downloads it, listens to it, reads it, whatever it is, but it's called The Second Mountain. And, it helped me make sense of my life. You know, we're all told whatever fairy tale comes to us through our family about how life is supposed to look. And The Second Mountain talks about, how everyone on their first mountain is trying to make a name for themselves. They're stepping away from the identity of their parents. They're clawing in. They're trying to do something they're proud of and just believe in themselves, right? And when you kind of reach the top of that first mountain, not most people spend their whole life on the first mountain, by the way. No wonder it's frustrating, because you're just trying to prove what you're worth. And so if you don't, if you quit in the middle, you'll always be climbing that mountain, and you bet it's always going to be frustrating. But if you keep working, which you realize the farther I go, the older I get, I'm like, oh, the people at the top, they're exactly like me. They just went 10 more steps. I don't mean that respectfully. I mean, they just finish. We're great starters and terrible finishers. They just finished. And when I started finishing, I started getting invited into these rooms of people I used to read about in magazines and the newspaper and see on TV. And I'm like, you want me? Right? But it's because Mountain One is all about knowing you're worth it enough to do what you're actually capable of. When you get up there, one of three things happens. You either say, okay, this is it. This is what I was working for. That's all. There's got to be something more. And you look and you see higher peaks and you're like, okay, I got to become something more to do something to be a little different. Or you get knocked off because of life, or you quit, or you get beat up, knocked around, you become a victim, or life tragedy strikes. You fall all the way back down Mount One. You're looking down. But what happens is one of those three things happen. And you decide to see Mountain Two. Mountain Two is no longer about you. It's about not a summit you have to get to. It's about a summons, a calling, a drawing up into your actual significant purpose. It's where even though the battles don't get easier, it's not hard to move that way because you know you're meant to be there because of the difference you make. You're doing it for others out of service and out of almost responsibility to make your life count. And so it's no longer hard. And I do think just with my situation, I started on Mountain Two. I had three kids looking at me who were going to eat. If I didn't have the luxury to be like, I'm calling it quits. I'm throwing in the towel. It was like, and then when I made it through and I had tried this and I was looking at them and then they told me I had cancer, I was like, son of a gun. I just made it through all of this. Now, what if I only have a year to make enough money to take care of them for their next 20 years of life, at least? Like, I have to win now. And so they became that mountain I was working for. And that gave me the ability to go, oh, I had superpowers I didn't even know were in there. I never would have found them without the struggle, without the challenge, right? And so I think if people read this book, they'll see Mountain Two quicker. They'll understand what life is about. They'll stop messing around with things on Mountain One that don't really matter. And it doesn't matter how many Instagram followers you have or what people think of you who know you, because you know, 20 years later, those people are trying to work for me now when they hated me when I first started, right? And still, I just want to help people. I don't care what they thought of me. It doesn't even matter. That was Mountain One talk. And so when I read it, it made sense. It made me go, oh, I'm not weird. I'm normal. I just want to make a difference in the world. I just want to see people do better. And the only way I could help anyone is if I quit lying to myself and I start performing and I start doing the things I say I'm going to do and I start following through on my word. I apologize for the mistakes that I've made. You know, because none of us are perfect, but I think when we start seeing that everything we do counts and it affects others, life just opens up every door you could ever imagine. Because I tell people everybody's in sales. I'm one of the greatest salespeople in the world, but it's not about sales. It's about service. It's about how can I move your life forward? I'd like to do it now. Do you want to wait or do you want to do it now? And that's Mountain Two. And it just gave me permission to live the through line.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. So as we begin to land the plane, you know, ladies and gentlemen, what's your through line? I want to encourage you today to play this, play it again. I know I'm sitting here thinking in my mind. I'm like, I'm writing notes. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have it. I can listen to it. I can stop it. I can take other notes. It has been phenomenal. And again, we've only, you know, been talking for, you know, almost a week and a half. Obviously, we've met before, but yeah. I Choose Joy, is that your book? Whose book is that?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. So I Choose Joy. I want to encourage you. I'm going to get it. I am going
to get it for the year. Yes.
Say it again.
It's a great journal for the year. It's basically your process. I've got like 20, 30 pages in there, checkpoints at 90 days. But it's you uncovering the human who can actually do more. And it's just doing those four things every single day, every single day. And it's, you know, what's crazy is it was like 7 years ago I did it. And it's taking off like crazy 7 years later because of the impact it made with some very key leaders in the world. And it's literally the four basic habits that make life simple to win instead of a challenge.
It's amazing. And in fact, is there a link that we can put in underneath this podcast that people can get? I Choose Joy. I know I'm going to be, depending on how quickly you get that link, the first one to buy one. As we land the plane, what's some final thoughts that you just want to share? I know, you know, on the other end of that camera, on the other end of that phone, that computer, however you're watching today, I know people are hurting. I know people, we live in a world where, you know, I can remember my son, who now this past spring graduated from Arizona State with honors, so proud of him, got a big boy job out in Scottsdale. But a couple years ago, he was like angry at watching the news, and I'm 20 years old and this is my world. And he had a complete mind shift and like he's a different person and met the love of his life. And now so it can change. So listen, as Danelle and I chase significance in your life, which is why I was so passionate about getting this out to you, hopefully the thousands and thousands of people that subscribe, we want you to be better. We want you to understand that there's more, that there is a second mountain. And as I continue my friendship with Danelle, and as she helps me grow to really allow our platform, my platform that God has given me to encourage others, stay tuned because there's more to come. But as we land the plane, just some final thoughts on that single mom, that person that's waking up broken, that it seems like every stinking thing that they do, nothing's working. I know you gave us a lot of that, but just if you were to summarize just a few words of encouragement before we land the plane.
Yeah, I would just tell you this. Every year I am shocked by how I can transform something in my life. It's like pick one thing and transform it. I tell people all the time, I go, listen, 30 days can change your life if you let it. What do you want to transform over the next 30 that you become noticeably different to those people around you? Maybe it's your mindset. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your whatever. I went through a huge health transformation this year. Like I just try to make something exceptional every 30 days in my life, right? Because sometimes life is too big to to bite off anything, right? And so I go, pick one thing. And I'll tell you, if it has to do with one of these three things, it'll probably help. Okay, there's three things we do with our time. Thoughts, conversations, and actions. That's it. That's the only thing we do with our time. I call them TCAs. Thoughts, conversations, and actions. And if you could do or read or choose to have only prosperous thoughts for 30 days, nothing negative in, nothing allowed, nothing spoke, right? Only prosperous thoughts, only prosperous conversations, not any conversation that would be negative about yourself, about another, about anything going on in the world right now, right? Life is what we build it, okay? And only prosperous actions. If you were to just take care of those three things for the next 30 days, your life will be 180 degrees difference, right? But thoughts, conversations, and actions control your life. And when I got those three under control, everything changed. Nothing is negative. People are talking about the economy being rough. I go, no, it's not. It's the greatest time to be alive. 2020, I was in Forbes because everybody got scared. And I was like, let's go big.
Yeah.
Prosperous thoughts, conversations, and actions. You have everything you need. The only reason you wouldn't is if you let something that wasn't of prosperity to be a part of your thoughts, conversations, and actions, the whole day will tank. So I just challenge you, pick something in your life, make it drastically different for the next 30 days, then pick the next thing. You'll have 12 30-day runs that changed your life in 1 year. That's it. What you want is really close. Really, really close. If I did it in 30 days, so can you. And over the last 15 years, I really couldn't imagine life better. But let's try it. Let's give it a shot.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm starting with my wife and I are cutting out sugar. And I've always been a gym rat and ate really well. But just that in the couple weeks that we've done that has made an amazing difference. And I know there's bigger issues. Danelle, I think the word that comes to my mind is grateful. I'm grateful that, I mean, you know, we really didn't get into it on this, but you mentioned Forbes and other, you're as the great philosopher, Anchorman, said, you're kind of a big deal. I'm not sure if your house smells of mahogany and old books, but, someone that is, there's articles in Forbes and I'm just extremely grateful that you took the time. I just called you and I said, listen, I want to do more. I love being able to chase significance in others' lives and the feedback and, you know, different places that I go, hey, this, how do we expand that? And you took the phone call. Not only did you take the phone call, you took in as busy as you are, you took a meeting before this podcast. So to us to break some down. So I am truly grateful for my new friend and just so thankful for what you've already done, how you've already inspired in my life. And I know I'm going to make my family watch this video. This podcast, because I think it has been so, so good. Danelle, thank you so much. I'm so thankful for you, so grateful for you. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Tim Talks, where we always say, no one is smarter than everyone. Let's just get better together. I think if we were honest, we got better today. We got better today. And let's just continue to get better. So from our house to yours, have an incredible new year. And let's dominate. What is that one thing, that 30-day goal? And let's crush it together. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.